Welcome, everybody. This is the Amplifying Faith Podcast, and I'm your host, the Reverend Anthony Rivers. It is an honor and a privilege just to be here today. I'm excited today. I'm just happy to be here just to have another opportunity to talk about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And like I said in the introductory podcast episode, we're here just to try to increase your faith and get you a little closer to God and talk about how good He has been in your life and what He means to you and how good He is concerning you in your life. So that's what we're going to dive into today. We're just going to have a little conversation basically about what faith is and what faith means to you and how you perceive and how you look at faith when you hear it, the word faith, what faith looks like in your life, what faith looks like concerning you and what you think about it and what you believe about it. But you know, the Bible has a description of what faith is and Hebrews, the 11th chapter and verse 1. But the world also has a definition of faith and what faith is. So let's look at the world's dictionary concerning the word faith. Faith is designed as complete trust or confidence in someone or something, a strong belief in God or in the doctrine of religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Now, that's the world's definition of what faith is, and it's kind of similar to what the Bible definition is concerning faith and how we look at faith as Christians. Because if you look at the world's definition, the last part of the definition was based on religion or spiritual apprehension rather than proof. And see, that's how the world looks at faith, and that's what faith means to the world. But to us as Christians, you know, we believe we have faith because we have seen proof. The reason we became Christians was because we received proof that Jesus Christ was who He said He was. So that's what keeps us moving. That's what keeps us going, right? Because we received proof. He showed us proof that He's real in our life. So that's why we have our faith. That's why our faith is so strong in Him, because we have received proof. But the world definition says it's based off, you know, our belief in whatever doctrine that we read rather than proof. So that may be how the world looks at things and how the world sees things concerning their faith, but concerning our faith in Jesus Christ, our faith is because we gave our life to Christ and He showed us what He really could do. Because we read the doctrine, but we still didn't have faith after we read the doctrine. But as time went on and we gave our life to Christ, He started to show us proof. He started to clean us up. He started to do things for us in our lives. So that strengthened our faith in Him. So our faith is based off the proof that has happened in our life concerning Jesus Christ and concerning all the things that we look towards Him for. Right? So that's why we have faith in Him, because of the proof that He has shown us throughout our lives. And that's why we continue to follow Him. And that's why we continue to have faith in Him. And that's why we continue to trust in Him, because of the proof that we experienced in our lives. Now, in Hebrews 11 and 1, you know, according to the Bible, it tells us faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. That's why we stand strong in our faith, because we hope that our life would change once we gave our life to Jesus Christ. We didn't know what our future was going to look like in Christ, but we gave our life to Christ anyway. We gave our life to Christ anyway. He showed us the evidence. And we didn't even see, we couldn't really physically see Him doing it, but we can physically see our lives changing. And we knew it had to be Him, because once we gave our life to Him, things just started to change in our life. Our life, we started to see our lives change. But in the beginning, we really couldn't see the magic that He was, well, not really magic. I don't want to say magic, because our Lord and Savior doesn't work magic. What He does is real, so I don't want to use that word. But we really couldn't see how He was maneuvering and moving on our behalf. But we kept the faith that we knew He was doing something. We knew something was happening, because our lives started to change right before our very eyes. We started to see things differently. We started to look at our life different. We started to move different. And others started to see things happening in our life. We started to look different to those people. So we knew it had to be Him doing something in our lives. And the more our lives changed, the stronger our faith got in him, because we knew it started when we gave our life to him. That's why our faith is so important in what we do and how we live and how we maneuver this world and how we wake up day after day, get on our knees and pray to him and ask him to watch over us and guide us throughout our day. So as a Christian, that's what our faith means. That's what our faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It tells me, you know, that even though I can't see it, I know it's there. Even though I can't see Jesus Christ physically, I know he's there. Even though I can't see the Holy Ghost, you know, giving me advice and talking to me, I can't physically see him, but I know the Spirit of God is there. So I stand firm on my faith because I know he's there. Even though I can't see him, there's evidence that he's there. There's evidence that he's working on my behalf. There's evidence in my life concerning who he is because I gave my life to him. So that's why our faith is so important, especially concerning Jesus Christ. Our faith is so important concerning Jesus Christ. So this is what this podcast is all about. It is about helping you increase your faith and getting you to the point where you could just completely give control to Jesus Christ and allow him to do a work in you and through you so someone else may see what Christ has done for you so they can develop some kind of faith in him. So they can want to turn to him and call on his name and give their life to him because of the things they're seeing he's doing in your life. So they'll get the opportunity to experience the evidence of the love of Jesus Christ, even though they can't see him physically. So a lot of times in the world, we put faith in things we can see. And then when we put faith in things we can see, most of the time we end up being disappointed by those things because we saw them, we expected them to do a certain thing. And then when that thing doesn't happen, you know, we lose faith in it. A lot of times we lose faith in Jesus Christ because of the world view of faith, the world ideology of faith, the world thought process concerning faith. That's how we lose faith in Jesus Christ, because we approach Jesus Christ with that same mindset. So we think, you know, because this happening and that is happening, you know, Jesus Christ really ain't working for me. But have you given your life to Christ? See, it's easy to have faith in someone when they're doing everything for you and you can see them doing it. But can you have faith in them when it seems like nothing is happening? It seems like nothing is going your way. But yet still, you have enough faith to call on his name because you know that it's going to happen. You hope that with calling on the name of Jesus Christ, that things will change. Even though you can't see him, you hope that if I call on the name of Jesus Christ, things will change in my life. See, it's easy to have hope in material things and idle things. You hope that every time you put your key in your door, you're able to walk into your house and it's safe. It's easy to do that. That's why we do that without worry, not even thinking about the process, because we know it's going to be safe. We're hoping it's going to be safe. And every time we put our key in the door, we just walk in. So that's why if we walk in our home and we see someone in there that doesn't belong in there, you know, we're a little startled. We're a little, what's going on, right? Just think of someone who has had a break-in or something in their house. It's to the point where now they don't even have faith that their house is safe anymore. The mindset changes about their home because they went in their home and someone has breached it. And now they see someone in there that isn't supposed to be there. So now they don't feel safe in that home anymore. Now they can't be in that home alone anymore. In some cases, people want to just change residencies. They want to leave that home. Because at that point, they lost faith in that home because of the things that they saw. Forgetting all the years and years that they lived in that home and they were safe. Throwing all those years out of the window because of that one incident. Now they lost faith in that material thing, that home. Every time you get in your car and turn the key, you hope that it cranks up easy. First turn, it cranks up. It fires right up every time you get in. And so you cool and you do it so many times till you don't even think about it anymore. You just get in and turn the key. Because every time you turn the key, it fires right up. But what about the time when you finally get in and then you turn the key and it does nothing? It doesn't say anything. At that point, your faith in that vehicle has changed. So now every time you get in it from that point on, you're wondering if it's going to start up or not. You're hoping that it starts up, but you know it's a possibility that it won't. So now what happens? Now you start to look for a new vehicle, a new car, things of that nature, because what? You have lost faith in that vehicle. You start to tell yourself, you know, this car is acting up. I need to get me a new one. So now you start looking at everybody else's cars. And you start thinking to yourself, why? If I had one of those, I'd be okay. Why? Because you lost faith in your vehicle, because it didn't do what you expected it to do or what it has done for so many times. And the reason I use these as examples, because these are things that we can see. And we lose faith in those things so easily. Even people, we lose faith in people that we can see. We lose faith in loved ones that we can see, because we figure they love us, so they wouldn't do us this way or that way. And then somehow they do something to lose your trust. They start doing some things that is out of character for them. So now they're at the point where you lose faith in them. So now every time you see them and you approach them, you look at them different, because you have lost that faith in them and who they were before the incident. No matter how long you knew them, it's just that one incident was enough to waver your faith in that person. Why? Because we're living by the world's standards of faith. We're living by the world's standards of faith. And when we live by the world's standards of faith, we will continue to lose faith no matter what it is. If there's an incident that arises anytime during the lifespan or whatever that is we see. But see, in Christ, we look at faith differently. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. See, I love my children, even though I don't know what their future looks like. So I got to continue to look at them as Christ looks at me, regardless of what their future may look like. Because what? Because why? I know who holds the future. I have that much faith in Christ, knowing that if he holds the future, they're going to be okay, as long as they seek him. So if I believe in him enough to know that he holds the future and he can shape their future, he can form their future, by me having that much faith in him, that makes me want to introduce him to them, or introduce them to him. That makes me want to put my children in the Bible, get up, sit them down, and let's just read scriptures with them and talk to them about Jesus Christ and talk to them about his goodness and things of that nature concerning him. That makes me want to do these things. Why? Because of my faith in him. Because I hope they grow up to be productive, good Christian human beings in this world. I hope that for their life, even though I can't see their future. That's what I hope for their life. But because of my faith in Jesus Christ, and I know if I give them Jesus Christ, their future will be bright. Because of my faith in Jesus Christ. The substance is me hoping that they have great lives and they become good human beings. And the evidence of things not seen is knowing that Jesus Christ will put them in a position to have a great life. And the evidence comes from what he has done in my life. That's where the evidence comes from. So we're going to take a brief break and we're going to pay some bills and we're going to do what we need to do and take care of some business. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the difference between having faith and belief. So hold tight. Because when we come back, we're going to try to strengthen your faith a little more. Welcome back, everybody. So the purpose of this episode here is to get you to the place where you can understand your faith and basically help you get to know your faith and what your faith is. But like I said before the break, we're going to discuss the differences between belief and faith. So we said earlier that faith concerning the Bible is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is, right? So, but our belief stems from what we actually believe. What we actually believe. We actually believe God is who he said he is. We actually believe in a one and true loving God, right? And we actually believe that he so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, right? So that we can have the right to everlasting life. We believe that Jesus Christ is the son of God. We believe that he died and was crucified, dead and buried. He rose on the third day. We believe this thing as Christians. This is what we believe concerning, you know, who we are and the way we operate in Christ as Christians. That's what we believe. And our faith is we have faith in everything that we believe concerning that. And our faith tells us we're going to place our faith in everything concerning God concerning our lives. So everything concerning our life, we put our faith in God to see us through whatever it may be or whatever needs to be done concerning our life to help us live a better life, to help us live the best life that we can live. But even though faith and belief are similar, they have some differences pertaining to, right? Which means, so even though I have faith, I must first believe in order to have faith. So I can't have faith in something if I don't believe it, right? So which means, so I can't have faith if I don't have belief, if that makes sense. So, but I can have belief and not have faith. And let me explain this to you. I can believe in something. I can believe it actually is what it is, but I don't have to put my faith in it. So I can see a cat and believe a cat is a cat, and a cat does what cat does, but I don't have to put any faith in a cat. If that makes sense. I'm just using a cat as an example of something that we actually can see. And the thing about the world is we believe things are what they are based off what we see. We don't put faith in these things, but we believe they are what they are as it pertains to belief. But now as it pertains to our faith as Christians, when we go by what the Bible tells us what faith is, the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So even though I can't see it, even though, you know, I can't physically put my eyes on it, I believe it. And I have faith that it is what it is concerning my life. So because of my belief in it, I put my faith in it. So this is what we deal with. And this is the difference between faith and belief, right? So I need belief in order for my faith to be valid. But I don't need faith concerning my belief. So these are the differences between faith and belief. So even though I can't see it concerning my faith, because I believe God is who he is, I put my faith in him. So I must first believe God is who he is in order for my faith to be strengthened. In order for my faith to grow, I must continue to believe God is who he is. But faith is important concerning your belief because it's your faith that keeps your belief intact. And here's why. Because, for instance, use some other examples. If I believe something is what it is, but I don't have faith in it, something can happen that can change my mind about it. Right? So my faith affects my belief. So I have to keep my faith intact. I have to keep my faith active in a certain thing in order for me to continue to believe in it and believe it is what it is. And see, the thing about it is people mix these two things up. People mix faith up with belief. So they come to Christ and they stop believing in Christ and they believe in Christ. And they think that their belief is actually their faith when it isn't. So now when something happens, their belief change. They start to think that Christ isn't who he said he was. Christ really isn't the Messiah. Christ isn't the Son of God. They start to believe these things. Why? Because their faith isn't intact. That's why your faith is important concerning your belief. So that's why I said you can believe it and not have faith in it. But your faith is important concerning what you believe if you want to continue to believe it. So that's why it's so important to strengthen your faith and get your faith to the next level. Take your faith further than the mustard seed. If your faith stays at the level of the mustard seed, it's fragile. That's why you want to get your faith to a place where it can grow and be what you need it to be so you can keep your belief in Christ intact. It'll be harder for the adversary to come and try to separate you from Christ if your faith is strong enough to withstand it. These are the things that are happening, and what has happened is people think that their belief is their faith. People think that just because they believe in God, they have faith. And I believe in God, so I have faith. And just leave it right there. So now that leaves the things that happen in the world where they will say, you know, okay, I believe in God, so and only God can judge me and these type of things. And right, so they go on about their business and continue to do the same things that they do because they say, well, I believe in God, so I got faith because I believe. Nah, because when I have faith in him, I trust that he's going to do what he say he's going to. I trust that when I gave him my life, he's going to clean my life up and make me a better person. He's going to make me a better human being. I have faith that my life will not be like it used to be before I knew him. I won't have the same destructive life that I had before I knew him once I started believing and putting my faith in him. So that's what my faith does. But if I just believed in him, okay, I believe God is God. Because let's be true with ourselves. I can remember before I knew Jesus Christ and before I started to follow him, I always believed there was a God because I had a mother who went to church. And coming up, she told us there was a God. So, you know, we grew up always believing there was a God, but we didn't have our faith in him. That was the difference. So that's why before I started following Jesus Christ, I was doing all the things that I was doing because I knew there was a God, but I didn't have faith in him. So that's why I was still doing some of the same low down dirty things that I was doing because my faith wasn't in him. But once I started to follow Jesus Christ and I started to put my faith in him, it's like my belief strengthened. Because I started to see evidence in my life of my life changing and me becoming a better person and me becoming a better human being. And to be honest with you, if you ask some people who knew me or knew who I was, they would have never told you I would have a title of reverend in front of my name. They would never have said that to you. So I know it's only because I put my faith in Christ that I'm a better person today. I know that I owe it all to him because of what he did in my life and cleaning me up. I know this for a fact. So this is why my faith is strong, right? This is why I put my faith and trust in him, because it's the evidence of my life that keeps my faith strong. So now if I get to the point where I start to think that I got here all on my own and I'm self-made and these type things, those are the type of things that can waver my belief. When I start operating under the world system and how the world thinks and the way that the world does things concerning my life, those are the type of things that can waver my belief. That's why a lot of folks come to Christ and they start to believe, but they never strengthen their faith. So now something in the world intervenes or comes to them. So now their belief starts to waver. They start to think that God ain't who he is and all these type things because they forgot to strengthen their faith. They were stuck on, you know, being a mustard seed, having faith the size of a mustard seed. So a lot of times people get stuck on that. That phrase is starting to become an excuse to some people. They continue to tell themselves, as long as I have the faith the size of a mustard seed, I'm going to be okay. But they use it as an excuse to continue to do what they're doing. So now when their beliefs start to waver and they start to stray away from Christ and all types of things, they start to wonder what happened, not realizing it's because they stayed a mustard seed. They were vulnerable because of the state they were in. You know, they forgot to strengthen their faith. See, my faith is strong because of what I believe, but what I believe is intact because I've strengthened my faith. I continue to put my faith in Christ. So that's why I read my Bible. I study his word. I try to connect with him as much as I can. That's why I meditate. That's why I pray. That's why I praise. I do all these things to keep my faith intact, to strengthen my faith, so I will always be in the position to believe he is who he is. So don't think that just because you believe, your faith is strong. It's a process, and it's not always easy to keep the faith. Because when something happens or situations come up, a lot of times we go back to what we used to, depending on ourselves. Because we're not willing to wait on God. We're not willing to wait on him to come and show up and give us aid wherever we need it. Because the world is moving in such a rapid and fast pace, we tell ourselves we need things now. I can't wait for it. I got to have it. So when we get in that mind frame, we start to do things on our own and we start to make situations work instead of waiting on Jesus. These things can happen if I stay a mustard seed. Because even though, you know, faith the size of a mustard seed is powerful, it's not strong enough to keep me. I must ensure that my faith is intact. I must ensure that my faith can get stronger and stronger. It's like working out. It's like exercising. I want my body to stay fit. I want to, you know, increase my strength levels. I want to increase my endurance. I want to do all these things. The same thing applies to your faith. You got to continue to exercise your faith. You got to continue to do things to help increase your faith. You got to continue to read your Bible and pray and meditate so that you can continue to strengthen your faith so that your faith can have a good level of endurance to get you through. I mean, if we be truthful with ourselves, sometimes we go through things, man, that basically almost take us out, but our faith holds us. And if you've been in Christ long enough, you know that, man, there's been times where you thought you weren't going to make it. I mean, the world just knocked you down to your knees, but it was your faith that helped you rise again. It was your faith in Jesus Christ because you knew that he was coming. You knew he was coming, so it was your faith that kept you. So continue to strengthen your faith. Continue to work on your faith. Continue to get to the place where you can understand your faith, knowing where you are in your faith, and continue to grow your faith. That's the key. Continue to do whatever it takes to make your faith strong. This is not a sprint, it's a marathon, which means I got to continue working my faith out. I got to continue doing whatever it takes to keep my faith strong. Because at the end of the day, that's all we have is our faith in Jesus Christ to get us through. So on that note, it's been an honor and a pleasure to talk to each and every one of you guys. And I look forward to putting many, many more episodes out. So if something touched you in this podcast, in this episode, like, subscribe, share. Remember, we are on multiple platforms now. You know, we're on the Apple Podcast. We're on the Google Podcast. You know, we're on Anchor. So it's been an honor and a pleasure talking to you all. And again, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Share with your friends. So this has been the Amplifying Faith Podcast. I'm your host, the Reverend Anthony Rivers. And always remember, I love you and God loves you. Y'all have a blessed one.